Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. It's Mike. You just called me.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
All right.
You having a good week?
It's all right. It is great. I'm trying to get out of the motorcycle a little while.
Gotcha.
Yeah. How's everything in Southern California?
Kind of like that. It's another day. It's kind of the weather, kind of crummy. It's been overcast and kind of rainy and gloomy. You know, we've got our June gloom here, and but other than that, it's good. Kids are out of school now, so that, you know, keeps you busy. You got to keep them entertained, but yeah, it's good. Got some good. What I think is some really good news for you.
Okay.
You are, as of yesterday, it was 10 days, but you're now 9 days away from qualifying for a full renewal. What that essentially means is that if you decided to renew, you would qualify for another, you know, 70 to 75 thousand, and then they would forgive all of the remaining interest on your current note. So you'd essentially have a new note for, you know, roughly 140, and your payment wouldn't change at all. You'd have the same exact payment and pocket about 70 grand. But we have to wait 9 days to get to that mark, you know, before you qualify for it.
Okay. And how much do I owe now?
You're about, you know, almost 50% through the note. So your balance, you know, well, I know in 9 days your balance would be roughly 70,000, you know, in principal. So I would say, you know, about 85,000-90,000 total if you were to let it go to term. And I believe you're about nine months away from it being completed.
Okay. So if we extend it for the full thing, how long will that payment be the same?
Let me see here.
What would the new term be?
Term B, let me see. So that will be a 12-month term.
Okay, as opposed to the 9 month we have now.
Correct.
So that would almost be stupid not to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned, you know, because of all those reasons. I mean, you're only going to be paying on it for, you know, a few more months. The payment doesn't change, and, you know, you walk away from all the interest on the first note and get a bunch of cash. So that's my opinion. You know, most of our clients do choose to go this route, and they find themselves, you know, starting to plan for it because you would be able to do that again in 6 months. You know, you just kind of keep that in the back of your mind that, you know, you can have a big influx of cash without your, you know, your out-of-pocket, your expense changing, you know. So if you wanted to do a big marketing plan, or you wanted to, you know, plan some sort of big event, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know as well as I do, you know, maybe you're opening another location. You know, you could just kind of know that you have the ability to have that money down the road,
yeah,
or that you're out of pocket changing.
Trying to work on putting in our banquet and catering area, and trying to get the plumbing and stuff like that done has been a nightmare here. So it could be very useful. Okay, can you put that on an email for me?
Sure.
Just like what, how much we owe, how much I owe, when the end date of the regular one is, and then the terms of the new one.
Absolutely.
Just so I have something to read when I talk to my accountant and just sit down and figure it out, but let's plan on doing it.
Okay. Sounds good. I will do that, and then I'll follow up with you, you know, in about 7 or 8 days, I would say about a week, and we'll get it wrapped up.
All right, excellent. Hey, I appreciate it.
You got it. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. Bye.
Yep.